a Ketchikan City Council meeting several months ago, Councilmember Bill Fry says he brought up the poor condition of Alice Whitty Park at Ketchikan City Center.
And the mayor goes, well, are you going to fix it? That's kind of how this started. Our fence is falling over, and the court's really cracked up. It's getting to be a safety issue. So the city has enough money in maintenance to tear it down, but it'd be a real shame to lose that resource. A lot of people use it.
The courts are phase one of a three-phase renovation plan. The city has already dedicated $45,000 from their maintenance fund to engage a contractor and a grant writer. Community members have made in-kind donations of work and materials. The Pickleball League has volunteered to do the work of painting the new courts and include lines for pickleball, tennis, and basketball. Fry says that's enough to begin the project. To fund the rest, the city of Ketchikan entered into a fiscal partnership with the Homer Foundation. The goal is to raise $150,000.
We're trying to raise $30,000 through donations. The tennis court part of it, the multi-use court, is about $100,000. The rest would be to build the soccer fields. So we apply for a matching grant of $75,000.
If they can meet their fundraising goals, the playground will get some attention as well. Hannah Young is on the city's task force for the project and is the owner of Tiny Trees Forest School in Ketchikan City. She brings her students to the park on most days. Young says the swings, metal slides, and teeter-totters are great, but there are issues. The fencing is incomplete, and the only way to enter the playground is through the courts. But she says the park has lots of untapped potential.
In the task force, we've talked about moving the fill that's underneath the tennis court and creating more of a field, things that children can do on their own, such as a mud kitchen, balancing logs, or a pile of sand.
Ketchikan City resident Jean Anderson is also on the task force. She's been helping organize people and materials. Phase one of the project begins in July.
Construction, asphalt laying, fencing, field placement, and prep for seating. There's going to be a parking area on winding trails and a path into the park, and that starts in August. After August, developing this area to open up into a playground and a pond and all that stuff if we have the money.
Anderson says there is a fundraiser in the works for late June, but the best way for people to help out now is to donate to the project through the Homer Foundation, who will be matching any donations they receive. Councilmember Fry is confident that they'll meet their goal. Ketchikan City, he says, has a history of supporting recreational spaces in Homer, and he hopes to see that reciprocated.
Ketchikan City in the past has given pretty generously to Homer as well. We're good neighbors. We have given $20,000 to Spark. We gave $10,000 to the Homer High Track.
That's Ketchikan City Councilmember Bill Fry, who is leading the project to renovate Alice Whitty Park at the Ketchikan Community Center.